Tantor Audio presents The Unsubstantial Heir, American Flyers in the First World War, by Samuel Hines. Narrated by Sean Renette. Welcome, then, thou unsubstantial heir that I embrace. The wretch that thou hast blown unto the worst owes nothing to thy blasts. King Lear. Prologue. A fire beyond the horizon. A decade after the First World War ended, General William Billy Mitchell looked back on the fighting years and concluded that for the troops on the ground, it had not been an interesting war. There was no marching and maneuvering, he wrote, no songs, no flying colors and bands playing while going into action. It was just groveling in dirty mud holes and being killed and maimed by giant projectiles or permanently incapacitated by gas. The only interest and romance in this war was in the air. Romance strikes me as an odd word to come from the man who, more than any other American, had created the huge destructiveness of massed aerial bombing. But Mitchell was above all a pilot. He loved flying and planes and the fighting you could do with them. For him, it was all romantic. Once the cavalry charge with pennons flying had proved suicidal against machine guns and cavalrymen had been dismounted and turned into infantry, aviation was the only kind of combat left in which one man, mounted on a machine now instead of a horse, could fight a personal war. If the big words of war, glory and honor and chivalry and romance, applied anywhere in this vast conflict, it would be in the air. To young men in America who heard the news of a European war in the summer of 1914,